Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the master passed that way, he looked up in the tree, and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today." How many of you remember singing that when you were a child? I see a lot of hands and a lot of heads nodding. It's a cute little song. And it's a good way to remember our scriptures, to remember a Bible story. But in that little song, there are a number of details about Zacchaeus that are left out. One thing that's left out is Zacchaeus was a chief among tax collectors. And I'm sure that his parents never dreamed that he would turn out the way he did. And you know why I say that? Because his name means pure and righteous. He was given that name as a baby. I'm sure his mother and father looked down on him after he was born and thought he was the most precious little fellow in the world. So they named him Pure. And I'm sure they believed that God had great plans for Zacchaeus. So they named him Righteous. And I would imagine that Zacchaeus' parents probably did the best they could to help him live up to his name. I'm sure they took him to the temple. They taught him about God, read the scriptures to him. And I know they loved him very, very much. And though they're showing an unconditional, and through showing an unconditional love for him, I imagine that Zacchaeus was given a little glimpse of the kind of love that God has for all of his people, including Zacchaeus himself. But as Zacchaeus began to grow up, he realized that he wasn't growing as fast or as tall as his peers were. And the word used for short in the scripture literally means an adult who has not grown out of a child's body. So I'm sure Zacchaeus was troubled by this. He probably had what people refer to as a Napoleon complex. He felt insecure about his size. Felt he had to prove how big he was, how tough he was, how unafraid he was. And he probably never made many friends. I'm sure his lack of self-esteem probably caused him to push away those who would be potential friends. He'd probably been hurt one too many times. And he probably put a wall of protection between himself and others. So people stayed away. That wall worked. But behind that wall, I'm sure there was a desperate, lonely, and self-hating man who wanted nothing more than to be loved, to be accepted, to be understood. There's probably some here today that can relate to Zacchaeus' predicament. I look around sometimes and I see these young kids wearing black, and they're called Gothic kids. I'm sure you've seen them. A lot of them wear black. Many of them have lots of piercings and maybe even tattoos. Sometimes they're intimidating looking. to the other kids. But we need to remember that behind that black is probably a person that desperately needs to be loved, to be understood. And maybe they've been hurt too much. So one night when the Roman occupation had come, they came to Zacchaeus with an offer. They made him an offer to be somebody. A job offer as a tax man. Zacchaeus faced an inevitable decision whether or not to sell out to Rome. As a tax collector, he'd have to pay Rome a certain amount for his territory, and then he could get rich by charging people more taxes than they really owed. And this meant Zacchaeus would collect taxes from people that couldn't pay. Maybe the widow who didn't have enough to pay, and he would put her out of her house. He'd have to rob, cheat, steal from many people. He'd also have to give up his religion. He'd no longer be allowed to come to the temple. He'd be hated, truly hated, shunned, misunderstood. But he'd be rich. So Zacchaeus chose to be rich. I'm sure he felt like he would have something. He would have power. Power that he'd never had before. Power over people's lives. But the power and the money didn't really make Zacchaeus feel any better about life. I'm sure he was still miserable. I'm sure he was lacking the love that his parents had for him as a young child. He knew he wasn't living the life he'd been created to live. He knew he wasn't being the person that he was or was capable of being. And I'm sure Zacchaeus was desperate. Desperate for God. So here we have Zacchaeus. He's rich, but lonely. He's hated, but wealthy. But he's spiritually impoverished. And he knows it. He realizes that. So Zacchaeus, a tax collector, understands that his life is not complete. He realizes that something is missing. Something very important is missing from his life. And I wonder if any of you feel like there's something missing in your life this morning. If it is, then you might be like Zacchaeus, a person in need of God. And there's no doubt from that scripture that Zacchaeus has heard about Jesus. He probably heard what people were saying everywhere about him. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. And then after he eats with these sinners, something about these people changes. They become like new people, as if they'd been born all over again. So when Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was passing through Jericho, he wanted to see him. And he wanted to see Jesus so desperately that he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree to see him. And so he waited for Jesus. And sure enough, Jesus came by, and much to Zacchaeus' surprise, Jesus knew him. Jesus knew he was up in a tree. As a matter of fact, Jesus knew everything. everything about Zacchaeus. He knew that he was one of the lost sheep. He knew that he was not living the kind of life that God had created him to live. He knew that Zacchaeus was an outcast, a lonely, hated man, in search of something that would make him feel like a real human being again. So Jesus said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." And what did Zacchaeus do? He came down at once and welcomed him gladly. I want you to notice here that Jesus didn't force his way into Zacchaeus' house. But he asked for a welcome. And Jesus declares in Revelation chapter 3, he says, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." I'm sure that nothing was further from the mind of Zacchaeus than that Jesus of Galilee would choose to stay at his house. Jesus chose to dine at the most hated, the most reviled member of this community. And the scripture says, all the people saw this and began to mutter. And they said, "He's gone to be with the guest of a sinner." But isn't that what Jesus is all about? Isn't that the reason he came to earth? Isn't that the reason he went to the cross? To become the guest of sinners. Praise God that we have a Savior who wants to come and dine with us, who's willing to overlook our sins and our shortcomings, who came not to judge the world, but to save it. And how unlike we, how unlike Jesus are we when we pass judgment on other sinners, thinking one sin is greater than the other? And how much are we like the Pharisees of Jesus' day when we look down on others, thinking we're the righteous ones, when all have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God? We should never judge others. Instead, we should walk this earth humbled by the love of Christ for sinners, sinners such as we are. We should have only love for our fellow human beings, no matter what sin they've committed. Because we're all in the same boat together. And there's something that none of us will ever have without Christ dining in our hearts and in our lives, and that is sinners saved by grace. So Jesus goes to Zacchaeus' house, and there's a lapse of time that we see here in the scripture while the crowds milling around outside, no one knew what was going on inside. And then finally the door opens. And there stands Zacchaeus. Something radical happened to this man while he was there with Jesus. He admitted that he'd been robbing the poor, promised to give half of his goods to the poor and to restore fourfold to those whom he had falsely taxed. Something had happened inside of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a new man. And that's what Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians. In chapter 5, what Paul says was true for Zacchaeus. He says this, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come." And I ask you this morning, is this true for us as well? Zacchaeus' parents named him pure, righteous. But somewhere along the way, Zacchaeus made some horrible choices. But one day, Zacchaeus was given that great privilege to make the most important choice of all. And he made the right one. He made the choice to repent, to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and to turn from his old ways. Zacchaeus was born anew. And Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Jesus wants to have dinner with those who do not know him. And I ask you this morning, has Jesus entered your home, your heart? He's at the door and he's knocking. Have you let him in?